Welcome back to In Your City Show, brought to you by City Lifestyle, Chesterfield, Clayton, and St. Charles County magazines. So we are here today with our next guest who is on the hot list.
Yes.
And that is Stephen Walden. He's a 3D artist and your work is phenomenal. We actually were at a charity event for Marygrove and we saw this guy. No one puts baby in the corner. You're over in the corner. And he is just painting up a storm. And Gordon's like, oh my gosh, look at this work. So we stopped to take a look at it. And that's what happens. We're out in the city all the time and we're meeting people and we're so lucky of the extraordinary talented people that we meet all the time with what we do. And you're one of them. And you're actually going to be featured in our June issue as well with your gorgeous artwork, and we thought, what better way to have you on In Your City Show and be able to show that off and let people know all about you. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, and thank you for promising me the centerfold. that's going directly on my Tinder profile.
We got the fur rug. You can do the Burt Reynolds
pose. We'll be doing that
100%.
Next.
Do a little Joe Namath, you know?
Joe Namath.
Yeah.
In Your City Show just changed and went up a notch. We actually have viewers now.
Be our first centerfold, fold-out centerfold.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you'll have people buying it to get it off the shelves. So.
Right. So Stephen, tell us a little bit about, I mean, we know that, you know, you actually haven't been painting your whole life.
Yeah, no, it's an accidental career. I kind of backed into
that.
It. Yeah, so I originally was a English professor and realized that I'm broke, I need money, and I wanted to transition that career. I became a tech writer, copywriter, realized that career was not fulfilling, decided to become a therapist, and along the way, by getting my degree at the counseling program at Webster.
So you're smart and an artist.
Well, I mean, that's the lie that I tell. So
can't be all those things without being smart.
I appreciate that. No, I know a lot of stupid artists too, so it's totally fine. So they're on the cold list.
Yes.
And then when I had Webster, what I did there was I took an art therapy class as an elective. And that's when I learned that I could paint. I'd never painted before. My classmates said, you're pretty good at this. You should get your stuff out there. I said, you're just saying this. But I did, and I submitted to an art show for the first for starting artists. Starting, not starving. I'm clearly not a starving artist. Thank you, Popeyes.
Your next career is a comedian.
No, it's just I'm only funny when I'm drunk. So
there you go.
Yeah,
right. I'm kidding. Champagne out there.
I'm kidding. No. What I did after that was I decided, okay, well, I'm going to do this art show, and my stuff started to gain traction. And then I started to look at, well, what would this look like for me to do art as a career? But I had quit my copywriting job because it didn't feel like I was helping people. I wasn't doing any good in the world. And I thought, well, if I do art, how can I help other people? And so I started to look at charity events. And so the story that I always tell is that if I want to do make art as a career in St. Louis, then I should go to where the audience already exists. I could paint one of two things.
Smart thought.
The Cardinals or toasted ravioli. And so I started painting the Cardinals.
Actually, people probably don't want toasted ravioli on their wall.
Well, you know, it's
it,
only people in St. Louis know what toasted ravioli is.
You're right.
Something?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know until I moved here. So, and it's the greatest thing ever.
And gooey butter cake.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the other
and
one.
Pork
paint
steak.
That.
Yeah, I mean, so many
pork
great
steaks,
things.
They're not everywhere.
Remember when the Rams,
no, that's St. Louis
the Green Bay Packers played each other in the playoffs, and they had cheese heads. Remember, that's when St. Louis brought out the ravioli heads. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
It didn't last.
No, it didn't
wonder,
last very long.
We don't know anything about it.
That could have been before my time.
From Wisconsin.
He has all kinds of things in his brain like
he
that.
He had no idea what a toasted ravioli was. And
boy, are they missing out. Yeah.
Well, that was also, I didn't move here until 04, and the Rams sucked in St. Louis. Thanks, Stan. You know, from like 04 until they were, you know, moved out of town. But I never got to see that part of it. In terms of like making art as a career, I thought if I'm going to do Cardinal, and it's funny because I just talked with Nico on the way out, and one of my first pieces was of Ozzy.
Yep.
You know, he's a big Ozzy Smith, you know, a huge Ozzy fan.
Legend.
Yeah, exactly. Did a painting and I thought, well, what would this look like? How can I help other people? How can I, you know, make this Venn diagram of art, helping others, being creative, and whatever the third thing is in a Venn diagram. And so I reached out to athletes who are humanitarians to be like, hey, you have these different charity events. Can I create some artwork for you to help raise money for your funds? That's how we met, right. Is, you know, at a fundraiser with me painting exactly. Live at a fundraiser.
Well, we had actually seen you. She doesn't remember this, but you were actually doing something for Streetscape at across from Busch Stadium. And you were painting a picture of, I don't know who the Cardinal player was. You were standing up on a podium like thing, painting a picture.
Could it be Winter Warm Up or something?
No,
like that?
It was for Streetscape magazine.
Okay. I haven't been in Streetscape magazine.
No, you weren't in it. You were doing it at an event.
I'm trying to remember what that would be. I do something.
And like I've it. Seen you at a few events because we go to a lot of events. So yeah, you've actually been at a few
okay.
events.
Well, yeah, I done. Do a lot. And then also, you know, the hardcore drug usage really affects my memory. Yeah. So
apparently is too.
Yeah. Wait a minute, I never did drugs.
That's true.
Oh, well, you totally
I'm
should.
I'm agreeing with you.
You totally should. They're amazing.
I'd have an excuse.
It's like, there that's we true. Go.
No, it's a requirement. You know, as an artist, you got to do drugs. So it's like, okay.
So you found out at a very late age that you had yeah. this talent. Mm-hmm. Is anyone else in your family an artist? And you just didn't even realize you had the talent. Like my dad was an artist, and I have a paint by number that I'm going to try to get through. As you said, it's very, you know, good therapy, relaxation.
Oh, it's super
relaxing. Just got to find time to relax.
Yeah, absolutely. No, just be high and do it. This is a very drug oriented, you know, this is the anti-dare episode of this.
I was going to say, I'm feeling like maybe we're going to have to put a caption on the bottom for adults only.
Just say yes.
So is everything you do, so I noticed 3D artists, is everything you do in 3D or is it just certain things that are in 3D?
So it totally varies. I like to do 3D paintings at live events because it gives a level of interactivity. You know, hey, try on these glasses, look at the artwork, it looks like it floats off the surface. Yeah, exactly. It's how I got this gig. So but it's also limiting in that way. And so as my career has evolved, I've tried to do other things as well.
So as an artist, I know so who was the first person you painted? And how did that lead to now that you get to see all these celebrities and
First person I painted, the first sports athlete I painted was Kurt Warner. And it was a tie. I think it was Kurt was one, and then also I did another one. I don't remember who was first. It was Kurt or Walter Payton. Kurt, love Kurt, and his, you know, his ties with St. Louis, and then Walter Payton, I grew up a Chicago Bears fan, and so doing that. But for me, when I started doing it, I was in a really depressed place. I was going through a lot of changes, going through a divorce. My father had died, you know, like a year before that. Wow. And for me, art was my therapy. And I thought, you know what? I'm in such a dark place. And rather than getting into that depression, I thought, what would it look like to paint as a happy person? And in therapy, it's there's a therapist named Adler, and it's Adlerian therapy. It's called acting as if. And it's the idea that, you know, if you want to be at this state, what if you acted as if you were already there? What would that look like? I'm like, you know, like say if you want to lose weight, well, what if you go out and you act as if you already had lost that weight? How would that affect your confidence and how you interact with people, how you would dress and all these other things? And I did the acting as if for my painting. What would it look like for a happy person to paint? And I got just this starter set of paints from Michaels, and I just went at it like a kid with a box of crayons. And what's funny is that the line that I use is that color saved me, and that even though I wasn't happy at the time, it gave me the best career and just some of the best experiences I've had in my life.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it that you do? We wanted to know about speed painting.
Yeah.
I saw some of that stuff.
Yes, I have done speed painting before. I can even give you some video on that later. I've done speed painting at live events, which is David Garibaldi, I believe. He was on top talent show is.
America's Got Talent.
Thank you. There you go. Yep. God, drugs.
We're here for you.
Thank you. I saw him doing it, and I could see like how he was doing it. Mm-hmm. And then I followed him on social media. I'm like, you know what? What would it look like if I did this? And it was also a way to kind of switch up my artwork, because at that point I'd been doing it for about 2 or 3 years and I was getting bored. And for me, when I get bored, that's like a death knell. It's like, there's something that's, you know, I have to change something. It's a byproduct of ADHD. Boredom is just the worst.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
He comes home and I've rearranged the whole backyard.
I can expect it every 6 months.
takes like, me out of a dark place.
Walk in, it's like, wow, I'm in a new house. It's like, what's going
on
here?
It's like I got new furniture, but I just move it in a different spot.
No.
Repurpose.
So, and I noticed with the speed painting too, though, you do it upside down.
Yeah. So that's, you know, part of the trick is, you know, to do it upside down, and you do the flip, and the piece usually comes together in about 5 or 6 minutes.
Wow.
But the part that you don't see is the amount of rehearsing that has to go into doing that. Because one that I did, the first one that I did was for Cardinals Care Winter Warm Up in, I believe it was 2017 or 18. And Cardinals Care, they'd come to me. I'd done their event a number of times, and they're like, hey, Stephen, we'd love to have you back this year. What do you have planned? And I said, I'd love to do a speed painting. I'm like, okay, great. Can you send us like a video of what that looks like? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'd never done it before. So here I was, and they asked me in November,
I
had to exactly acting as if, you know, it's also called lying.
Yeah.
What I did was I threw my hat over the wall and I committed to doing this, and they kept pinging me like, hey, you know, can you send us like an example? Like, yeah, I'll get to it. You know, it's winter. It's hard to get the video because of the weather. I have to do this outside, blah, 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 which was true, mm-hmm. but also I hadn't done it yet. And then what I did over Christmas break is I did it intensely at my mom's house in Arkansas in the garage, controlled environment. And I slung paint everywhere. I did all of these really, it's the one that I did at Winter Warm Up was a Stan Musial that I did on the flip. But like, I could also show you all of the really crappy versions that I did before that. It's Stan, you know, half his face is melted off. It's like, that's not right. And so it's like, you can see the progress, the iterations of like, okay, this is getting closer to it. And then it's memorization too. Yeah. It's like, this goes here, this goes there. But you know, showing a little bit about, you know, how the sausage is made. But it's that's what speed painting is. It's so much rehearsing.
Yeah.
Just like anything that's a performance, if it's a dance, if it's a magic trick or whatever.
Boy, that's with life too, isn't it? It's like so many people see the finished product or the business person who's now successful, but they didn't see all the rehearsals and practices and all the difficult times that it took mm-hmm. to get to that point. So what you're saying is just basically what life is.
Yeah, I mean, it's also like social media. That's the trap in that we only show the highlights.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And that's one of the things why I also try to be forthcoming about my mental health struggles with depression, with ADHD. It's like, I post a lot of my successes, but I also try to issue caveats like, look, I struggle. There are days when it's hard to get out of bed. Right. There have been crests and valleys. The pandemic was absolutely terrible in the sense of, for me, it's like, as someone that does do a lot of live events, and all of a sudden they go away, and now it's like I can't help people, and then, you know, the 2020 was just so awful for so many reasons. I painted so little during that time, but what I did do during the pandemic is I took my first ever art class, because I'm all self-taught. And what I did there, if you look at my stuff pre and post pandemic, I think there's been a seismic shift in terms of quality because I took my first ever class.
That's
I was just talking about it with a good friend of mine. He said, you know, permission to speak freely. It's like, I could see, you know, like when I first saw your stuff, this is one of my very first shows. He's like, when I saw your work, I thought, man, this guy, he's got some great instincts. His use of color is, you know, bold and vibrant, but he has no idea what he's doing. And and I'm like, you're absolutely correct. And I was bumping up against that.
Neither did Picasso, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know enough about that. And I'm also not going to make that comparison. Right. I'm not quite there to compare myself to Picasso. But I appreciate the lob there. So
yeah.
So Stephen, if someone wants to get a hold of you and have you at their charity event or have you paint somebody they know or whatever it might be or their
and
favorite
how can they
sports
purchase
figure.
Paintings too.
Yeah, how do they get a hold of you to purchase?
Social media is a great place. Facebook, go to facebook.com/Stephen Walden Art. I have a personal page. You want to go to my professional page, Stephen Walden Art. Instagram, I'm just at Stephen Walden. Find me there. Email me, Stephen.
Google Stephen Walden.
Yeah, Stephen Walden Art, because there is another Stephen Walden in the St. Louis greater area who has like drug charges on CaseNet. So
okay,
that's not
one.
Me. And even worse than that, even though I'm joking about drugs, I don't have charges. But then also, it's like I kept getting calls for like his magazine subscriptions. I'm like, I don't have ESPN the magazine. So
there you go. Stephen Walden, 3D artist, self-taught. Now, after some lessons, he's incredible, right? So we appreciate you being here, being our guest and on our hot list.
Thank
you. We look forward to representing you in the magazine as well and seeing more of your work.
Thank you. Can't wait. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.